we'll continue with this last discussion about the Malacha of Borer. One of the ways that one might want to purify water would be to place a napkin over a cup and pour the liquid through the napkin, or pour liquid from one cup into another and spread a napkin over the top of the second cup, so that whatever comes through the napkin or cloth is what you're going to drink, and what's kept behind is some impurity that's found in the water or in the drink. This, of course, constitutes the Malacha of Borer. But interestingly enough, if you have this napkin across the top of a cup, and the cup contains something undesirable, you lift the cup up to your mouth, to your lips, and drink through the napkin or through the paper towel, that's permissible. The Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, says that if you have water with, for example, toiloim, with bugs or worms in the water, and you want to make sure not to consume those toiloim, which is a severe issa deraisa, not to mention the fact that they're very undesirable, you're going to be allowed on Shabbos, he says, mutar lishtoson al yedei mapa b'Shabbos. And he's talking about this idea of putting the napkin up against the top of the cup, there where you will put your lips, and then let the liquid flow through into your mouth. He explains this is permissible. This is not a problem because you're not preparing it separate and apart from eating. Borer is where you're metakin, where you make preparations before you actually do the consumption. Aval im b'sha'as shesiyah ma'akev es apsoilis, shlo yikonis l'toich piv, holding it back at your mouth so it doesn't enter your mouth, ein ze mi'ein malacha u'mutar. It's unlike the malacha of Borer because of the way you're doing it, and it's therefore permissible to do it that way. Of course, when you have something in your soup or in your cup, as we've learned, if you have a little something that got into your soup, don't remove just the fly or the bug by itself. You cannot do that, neither by hand nor using a spoon. That's borer of psoles from the ochel. So you have to take out some of the soup or some of the drink with the bug, whether it's by pouring it out and the bug comes out, or spooning it out with some of the soup, that would then be permissible, and you throw it all out. There's a discussion that concerning drinking water we have to have, which is about the built-in filter on a faucet, which holds back some larger impurities, gravel, small gravel or sand, which might be in the water. And because they're very small and they're only very seldom there, most people would not avoid drinking that water even if it were unfiltered. And they would just drink from that tap anyway, even if that little bit of a filter would not be there. And because of that, the Chazon Ish said that it's permissible because people, most people, would not avoid drinking that water anyway. But he said if there's a great amount of sand, and that most people would not drink that particular water if it were not filtered, then it would be forbidden. Water that's in a bottle that's brought to the table, like the Brita, and then you pour from that into your cup, unless you can see impurities, gross, large pieces, it's not a problem to have whatever chemicals end up being taken out. Not a problem to use that kind of a water pitcher on Shabbos. Making a cup of tea in a kli shlishi, we have to be concerned about the use of the tea bag, because when you lift the tea bag up and out of the cup, especially if you lift it up and down or shake it up and down, so then there's a problem of borer, because you're being borer the drops and holding back the cut up small pieces of tea by having your bag, that tea bag, in your hand. So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, for example, citing Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, says that it's appropriate not to remove the bag and hold it up in the air for all the water to come out, but that what you can do is have it lifted out in some other fashion. For example, you lift it out using a spoon. Take it out by taking the spoon and lifting out the whole bag with whatever water is left in it, and then not shaking it up and down, and there would be no problem removing the tea bag from the kli shlishi that way. Another issue is the issue of a slotted spoon. A regular spoon easily removes some of the liquid along with whatever it is that you want or don't want. You almost always can easily pick up both some of the liquid and some of the desirable or undesirable matter, so it ceases to be borer. For instance, if you want to pick a bone out of a pot of soup, so you pick up the bone with a spoon and together with some of the soup, and it's no longer considered solus mitoch ochel because you took ochel out together with the bone. With a slotted spoon, however, that would be a problem. And it would be a problem even if what you're taking out is something you desire. In other words, let's say you want to take the piece of chicken out of the soup pot, and you use a slotted spoon so that you can get the chicken without the liquid, even though the liquid is really not psoles, because others are going to drink the soup. But you're using a keli, a specifically designed instrument for the act of borer. And therefore, it's correct not to use a slotted spoon on Shabbos at all, because it's a keli for borer, and that is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal. We also see that when we remove something from a pot of soup that we don't want, it's an act of borer. If you take a spoon and make sure that none of the liquid that is the edible portion remains in the spoon, and you take what you don't want and you push it over to the side of the pot with the spoon, so it can be argued that you're using the side of the pot as a keli, and certainly if you're taking out what you don't want and you're removing, let's say, only a bone that you don't want, it's psolas mitoch ochel, and there are those who even make it out to be worse because you're using the side of the pot, because the side of the pot is itself a keli, although it's really not a keli meant to be used for the act of borer. So in the case of using a spoon against the wall of a pot, so we should certainly make a point of taking up some of the liquid in the pot together with whatever it is that we're trying to remove. Pouring from one cup to another, very slowly, so that what's left behind is the undesirable part, maybe, again, some bones or some other part of the food, the dish that you do not want, is actually described verbatim in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Yud Tes, where we are told that you can pour gently from one cup or keli into another, but that when we get to the point where it barely drips, we should leave some of the desirable liquid behind. Because if we leave some of that desirable liquid behind, then again, we will not have been over on separation of exclusively the psoles from the ochel, because there is the ochel, the liquid that is desirable, just a little bit of it that's left behind. This is similarly something that we can do with a ladle. That is that when you have the ladling out of something, and in the ladle you see something that you really don't want to let out of the ladle, if you ladle out that which you want and don't want, and then turn the ladle gently and slowly so that the content empties into someone's bowl, and then at the very, very end, you do it so slowly that you continue to hold what you don't want in the ladle, and everything that you do want does come out, that also is an act of borer. So we should, again, leave a little bit of the liquid or of the soup in the ladle so that it does not constitute borer. There is a good deal of discussion about the use of a simple salt shaker, covered salt shaker with rice that's been put in there to absorb moisture. And there are those who question whether when you shake the salt out, keeping the pieces of rice behind, whether that's borer. Others answer that you want the salt, and it's really not a borer instrument. It is not an act of straining. You just want to take the salt out. It's also being done for immediate consumption, and most poskim therefore allow the use of that kind of a salt shaker, where there's some of these granules of rice in the salt to absorb any moisture that might get into the shaker. One final discussion that we'll have is concerning something called a lettuce dryer. It's a device which uses the spinning or centrifugal force so that the water on the lettuce is flying off. The water flies off to the side and runs off, and is that perhaps an act of being borer? And the reason that it's not is because, first of all, the water is not considered really psoles. People have no problem consuming moist lettuce. And therefore, it does not really constitute an act of borer. It's not a significant tikkun. Therefore, it's really not considered to be an issue. Interestingly enough, when we'll talk about the laws of schita, the idea of squeezing vegetables after they're soaked in water, which at first glance you might think would constitute a problem, and we find that the Mishnah Brura in Shin Chof talks about this and says that doing that kind of an act is not mefarik. If you squeeze that liquid out, it's not something that you want. It's not something that you're interested in. You're not doing it for the sake of the liquid. But we'll talk about schita, Amir Tzeshem, at another point in time. Skimming of oil or fat off the top of soup almost always will be permissible because you pick up some of the soup itself, so it's not just the psoles that you don't want being removed. However, If what we are skimming is cold or room temperature, you might have just congealed fat, which lifts off and away from the top of the gravy or soup all by itself and can be removed that way without any of the liquid that you do want, picking that up and off and away, so that when you eat or serve the food, there's none of this congealed fat on top. That would be an act of bora. So we would have to be careful to specifically scrape the top off with scraping up some of the gravy or soup so that it does not constitute borer, so that it should not be exclusively the psolas mitoch ochel.